Welcome Mystikers and Mystikers on Mystikers.co podcast, and do not forget, there is nothing like failure. My name is Flo, like Florian. For the last 10 years, I've been setting up startups from Colombia to Georgia through France and Dubai. Going from mobile applications to websites and automation SaaS solutions, with always a French touch of digital marketing. After struggling in a lot of aspects and after learning from my own mistakes, I decided to help other entrepreneurs by sharing more stories, learnings, and experiences. Mystikers.co is the weekly podcast where I'm doing the interview of entrepreneurs worldwide. Our main goal is to share their learnings and experiences by commenting their own failures and stories. Far from being an easy task, it will take us through the big and small startups, from single entrepreneurs to bigger companies. If you're looking to solve your current problems by learning from others, this podcast is made for you. So join us on mystikers.co, and you can also find us on the main podcast platforms like Spotify and iTunes. And don't forget, subscribe to our newsletter to receive the freshest information. And keep in mind, there is nothing like failure. The first season of Mystikers.co is sponsored by Andrew Startup. For the last 12 years, Andrew has been supporting the growth of startups, but don't get me wrong, there is supporting and supporting. Andrew helps dozens of companies and got three exits in millions of dollars. His current portfolio includes companies like OLX, Tinder, and Startup Grind. Even though I've been doing the same job for about 10 years, I'm consulting him when it comes to the release of new projects or the kickoff of new ventures. When it comes to growth hacking, he's definitely one of the most talented person I've ever met and worked with. Andrew is offering us a 15% exclusive discount on his current growth hacking course for the listeners of Mystikers.co. To benefit from this offer, just visit us at mystikers.co/Andrew. mystikers.co/ANDREW mystikers.co/Andrew. This course is coming with videos, ready-to-use documents, and most important, one-to-one call with Andrew himself. Hello, Mystikers and Mystikers. Today, we're broadcasting from Thailand, more specifically Bangkok, and even more specifically a small meeting room we managed to get at the last moment to record today's broadcast. And today, we'll have the chance of interviewing May, whose full name is slightly difficult to pronounce, but I will give it a try, Sayunpong Singtong.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. We have to confess to the people listening to us that is the fourth time we're doing the introduction because of microphone issue, and it gave me the chance of practicing your name properly. So after a fourth introduction, I can actually pronounce it almost fine.
Oh yeah.
May, today we're gonna have almost 1 hour, slightly less now, to discuss about one of the most interesting and challenging problem for entrepreneurs, is how to actually balance your time between office and not office.
Okay.
When you're an entrepreneur, when you're working for yourself, when there is nobody to tell you, go back home, it's not that simple.
Oh, yeah.
You always have something to do.
Yep.
And to find the right balance is a complete adventure
that
you need to be aware of.
Yeah.
So before we go into this, and it's going to take us some time to dig deep into this.
Yeah.
Could you, in one or two sentences, explain to the people listening to us today who you are?
Yeah, well, my name is May. I'm the owner of MK2 Studio 81. And I'm 38 years old this year.
So, you're today managing a hair beauty salon?
Yep, my own business.
Your own business?
Yes.
In
Chiang Mai? Yep.
I'm still not very, very good with the pronunciation of Thai names. So Chiang Mai, which is a small city in the north of Thailand, or a big city?
It's the second largest city of Thailand.
Okay, which is not then a small city, it's a
big city
in the north of Thailand. Why Chiang Mai?
Because my mom lived there and my kid lived there, so
why not? It's a good reason.
Yeah.
So, me, one of the questions I like to ask people is like, before you open your own business,
yeah,
are you coming from an entrepreneur family, or are you one of the first one to take this path and start running your own business?
I think I'm the first one, because my family doesn't have like their own company or business. You know, they're just sewing, like it's a job, you know, not really like a business. Yeah, my mom and my dad was sewing clothes.
So your parents were not into business, but
no.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Maasai. Further away from Chiang Mai. It's near the border of Burma. Yeah, the small city there.
It's a small city? And what, this one, a real small city?
Yeah, this is the real small city.
That's a real small city.
Yeah.
And how was life back then?
Life back then was good when I was a kid, you know.
So 30 plus years ago, a kid growing up there?
Yeah, a lot of nature.
A lot of nature.
Yeah.
And were you a good kid?
I was a good kid before.
What does a good kid in Thailand look like?
Well, going to school, study good, you know, do the housework, never make any problems. Yeah.
So no problem, no challenges for your parents, always being really nice.
No.
And back then, did you dream about a specific job, maybe?
Yeah, I want to become a doctor.
Which is the perfect combination for perfect kid, you know? It's like,
yeah.
I study hard,
yeah.
I work home,
yeah.
I help my
yeah.
parents home, and I want to become a doctor.
Yeah.
But as long as you mentioned in the introduction, you're not a doctor today.
No.
So what happened?
Well, when I was 14, I decided I don't want to go to school anymore.
So, wait. You're the perfect kid who
yeah.
one day wake up and
yeah.
say, like, actually, no, I'm going to do something else?
Yeah. Because I was living with my grandmother and my aunt, you know. You know, kids, when you go to school, and then when your friend have the parent brought them to school, drop them at school, and you have no one. You know, so I'm starting like, well, I don't want to go to school anymore.
So you mean like you grew up without your parents?
Yeah, I lived with my grandmother. My parents were separate when I was very young, maybe 3 months old. So I always lived with my grandmother.
So you live with your grandparents?
Yeah.
Grandmother, sorry?
Yeah.
One day you get tired of all of this
mm-hmm.
and you decide to stop school.
Yeah.
I was
a good kid.
For the first part, now we're going to dig into the second one.
Yeah.
But let's say, like, so when you're 14,
yeah.
in Thailand,
yeah.
in a small village,
yeah.
and you stop school, what happened?
Well, when I stop school, it means like I have a boyfriend, you know, when I was very young. So I live with him, I work at a hardware store, and then work in nightlife, you know, because I have low education. Any work that like good work, you must have high education. At least you have to finish high school, right?
So
I do that for a long time.
From being a good kid,
mm-hmm.
you turn into being a night hold.
Yes.
And start working in the nightlife.
Yeah.
Move with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's like you've been doing what most of the people in Europe will do when they are 20 plus,
mm-hmm.
but you did it like
14.
At 14?
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And how long did this last?
Well, it lasted for maybe until I'm 18. I moved to Singapore, stay with my aunt.
So, wow, that's a challenge. Like, usually people tell us, you know, that yeah, when I was 20 plus, I did that, 30 plus, I did that. You did everything before 18.
Yeah.
So it's before 18, you're moving to Singapore, but that was like 20 years ago.
Yes.
How was Singapore 20 years ago?
It was good, like an eye-opening for me, you know. I never see, I mean, never go overseas. I don't know how to speak English because I never studied. The only words I can say is yes, no, okay, thank you, that's all. And yeah, I live in my aunt's there and help her take care of the house, you know. And then I ran away from home again.
And you ran away from home. Is it something you do at a regular pattern, with a regular pattern, or is it something you do when you feel it?
Well, I always design my own life. Every decision I made my own. So if I decide I want to do something, I just do it.
So you just did it, and you escaped from home again. And where did you go after that?
I lived in Singapore for a long time until I met my partner, and then we moved back to Bangkok.
So you met your partner?
Yeah.
And decided to go back to Bangkok?
Yeah.
Is your partner from Thailand?
No, he's from Australia.
He's from Australia. Wait, so that makes the story even more complicated. So, you're a perfect kid, growing up in a small village in Thailand,
mm-hmm.
decides to start working in the nightlife when actually people are not allowed to go in a nightclub.
Yeah.
At some point, you decide to go to Singapore with your aunt,
yeah.
on which you spend a few years before you escape.
Yeah.
Meet your partner from Australia, and decide to go back to Thailand.
Yeah.
Okay.
I already have a kid by then.
You already had a kid, but wait, it's making the story even more difficult. So, you had a kid back then. How old were you when you had your first kid?
Oh, probably 1920.
1920?
Yeah, 19 or 20, because now my kid is 17 now. He's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a hell of an introduction. It's going to be hard with the next one to keep asking challenging questions.
Yeah.
But, so, with all this background behind you,
mm-hmm.
if you have to consider yourself as an animal,
yeah,
because like, you know, this kind of ups and downs in life,
mm-hmm.
and such hard decision,
yeah,
definitely draw the personality you have right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have to become or to consider yourself as an animal, which animal will be more likely to represent you?
I think a dog.
A dog?
Yeah.
Why a dog?
Because dog always happy though.
Dog always happy.
Yeah.
Wow, I think you may be the first person to actually mention that you will consider yourself as a dog. I mean,
maybe I'm weird.
Because of without judging, I mean, weird people are nice too, you know.
Yeah.
But a dog for happiness, why not? I mean, happiness could be the key of so many good things happening in life. So considering dog as a totem animal,
mm-hmm.
why not? That will take us to the next question, because you mentioned you're weird. From a scale to 0 to 10, how weird are you? It needs to be in between. It can't be more.
Probably 7?
Probably 7? So on the weirdest, on the weirdness scale, you would be something like
7
out
maybe.
Of 10.
Yeah.
Okay, we let people who know you comment on the podcast directly if they think it should be less or more. Who knows, maybe you will have some different ones.
Yeah.
Me? I mean, before we dig into your experience as an entrepreneur, tell us something you are not good at.
Not good at? I'm really not good at in front of the camera. I mean, video, filming.
In front of the camera. And if we go on YouTube, can we find some interviews about yourself?
You can find on my YouTube. Yeah.
So we definitely have the videos on the podcast. So we'll see, and maybe people will say, no, actually she's kind of quite good also in camera. So maybe it's a lie, maybe she was just trying to.
Take a look.
We'll take a look, and guys, do not forget, on the blog, mistakers.co/blog, you will find the detail of the interview and alongside the videos of May doing interviews with the camera, and you will see how good or bad she is on that. I mean, last question before we dig deeper into the today's discussion. It's like, what is the last gift you gave to someone?
The last gift was my partner's birthday. I bought him a mini iPad.
Wow, a mini iPad.
Yeah.
When was this?
February.
February?
Yeah. Actually, two gifts, no? Because my son also born in February.
So two iPads?
Yeah, not two iPads.
Why not? I mean, it couldn't be two iPads.
Wanna kick off your project with the best of the best? Visit mistakers.co/Andrew, mistakers.co/Andrew, and get an expert in growth hacking by your side. Andrew is offering you step-by-step documents to support the launch of any project, from mobile application to website. His course includes video, one-to-one calls, and a lot of ready-to-use solutions. Andrew's startup is also offering us an exclusive 15% discount on any of his packages. So, don't wait any longer and hire the best of the best.
So, May, let's say, like, you're back in Thailand.
Yeah.
And this is for you the beginning of the entrepreneur life.
Yeah.
What happened back then?
Well, when we moved back to Bangkok, you know, my partner, he was very successful businessman. And then I am nothing. You know, so I start thinking, well, I have to be something, you know, because when he go meeting with his business partner or his boss, he brought me there or he bring me there, you know. And when people ask me what I'm doing, I just like, I'm a housewife, or, you know. So I start thinking that I have to become something. So I finish my hairdresser school.
So you go back to school?
Yeah. No, I well, I was in hairdresser school before I met my partner. Okay? And then I didn't finish the school.
So you did not finish the school?
Yeah.
And now you feel like it's time for you to go back there and finish it?
Yeah, so I finished the school, and then we moved back to Chiang Mai. And I have a small salon at home, you know, like start learning and working until I go to the seminar, you know. Hair people, they always have a seminar, right, with the brand. So I attend the seminar and I sing a person on stage speech about product and teaching. In my mind, I think one day I'm gonna be that person standing up there.
And that was the trigger for you?
Yeah.
That pushed you to
spend
longer hours in the school first?
Yeah.
And then how did this happen? Because you had your small salon home.
Yeah.
Salon?
Yeah.
And then what happened? Did you decide to open a bigger one or something?
Oh, well, I've been in the hair industry for 10 years, right? After I opened my small salon at home, and then I attend a hair competition. And then I get into the top 15 of Thailand. And then, you know, I study more. I want to be better. You know, I want to be the level as close as my partner, you know. So when he go out, he'd be proud of me, you know.
So your partner was on the top, and you took the challenge of doing the same and being as high as you can on the top.
And for me, it's quite hard, you know, because I have low education. I don't have a degree, you know. I only primary six, right?
But back then you also had a kid?
I already had my kid.
You already had your kids? And how much hours did you start spending there studying and working?
Working in a company. I mean, with a company, they start like 8:30 until 5:30, but sometimes I finish like 10 p.m. or maybe 11 or midnight because I have to study.
So you were doing both together, working for the company, plus studying to increase your skills and develop your career and so on.
Yes, sir.
And when was the switch to working for yourself mainly? When this happened?
Well, I've been working for other company for 4 or 5 years, and then, well, I think I have enough. I think 4 or 5 years I help the company building the brands, you know, and then it's time for me to build my own brand.
So you decided to build your own brand?
Yeah.
And this is when you opened your own salon?
Yes, 2 years ago.
2 years ago. So how did this happen? You need to get to borrow money, to get a loan. How did this happen?
Well, my partner helped. Yeah, he had some saving, and then he put his saving to build the salon, the business, and then I put some of my saving, but it's very not enough, you know. So before you want to do some business, please plan, you know, the budget or
the
something.
Cash flow, the
oh,
budget.
Yeah.
No.
And that's tough, you know, because one day I just decide I just have enough. I want to have my own business, and I go.
So you open your own business,
yeah.
And now you are your own boss.
Yeah.
And you used to work from 8 to late.
Yeah.
What happened after you moved to your own business?
Well, I have more time for my kid and my family.
And
myself.
Did this happen the same way when you opened your own business? Did you finally get more time, or you end up having much less time?
No, I think I have more time. You know, I have to plan, like, okay, I only work 10 to 6. And after that will be family time. We have dinner together, or we do activity together.
So for you now, it's like fixed in your agenda, fixed in your timetable, like, okay, at this time, I need to stop.
Yeah. Well, I always make appointment with my client. So sometimes will be a little later, you know, hair, right? Anything can happen with hair. Sometimes it can be later than 6, but I'm not work as crazy like I used to when I work for the company, because this is my own business. I can do everything.
So you actually took your own business as an escape from the longest hours that you used to get when you were working in front of the company.
Yeah.
So it's been interesting because you actually did the reverse that most of the people will do. It's like usually
mm-hmm.
when they start their own business,
yeah.
they will end up working much more than they used to.
Yeah. I think I do that, but for a long time I have enough, you know. I have to spend my life and enjoy the life, you know.
And how did you now decide of the time you spend in the salon and the time you spend home? How do you plan this?
Well, actually the salon is just next to the house.
So you're saving on the commute time first?
Yeah, so when I woke up in the morning, we have breakfast, we have tea, and then maybe sometime we go out and have coffee, and I open the salon at 10. If I don't have appointment in the morning, I go for ballet class.
So you keep yourself busy whatever happened in the
Yes, I spend less time for my work, but I always doing something.
Do you have now people working with you, or you're not planning to get more people because you don't want to increase the workload?
I think I working by my own is better way, because if you hire more people, it means costing will be more, and then you have to take care of them too. You know, if they are working for you, you have to make sure that end of the month you're gonna have pay for them, right?
So one of the solutions you found out to working more was like to work for yourself with strict boundaries,
mm-hmm.
being like you don't want to extra grow your company,
yes.
because the more money, the more margin, the more profit you may make,
yeah.
may actually cost you your freedom.
Yes. Because like I told you, I like to enjoy my life. I want to go see the world. I want to do what I never do when I was a kid. I want to have time, more time with my kid and my family.
So you want to get more time and decide to don't spend more time in the job?
Yeah.
And at the end of the month now, are you making more or less money than you used to?
I think, not say more, but it's is enough for me and my kids, and enough for me to travel.
So it's very interesting. It's like now, instead of looking for more profitability or more incomes, you just try to find the right work balance.
Yes.
Which is the aim of the talk today, how to actually find it. And what elements triggered you, or what elements helped you to understand that it was time for you to change the way you were working? And what helped you to make sure that you invest more time with your family rather than in the office?
You mean element? Like,
yeah, what helped you to understand, you know, like whether it's, I don't know, a situation, like something that made you feel like it's time for you to spend more time with your family?
Well, when my son just, you know, sent me a video, like, well, on Mother Day, he made me a video, and the song he used in the video saying that, oh, where are you now, you are not here, or something like that. So that's make me like, okay, when I was his age, 14, I did, you know, stop going to school. So this age is very, how you call that,
important.
Yeah, very important. So I say, no, I don't want him to be like me, so I decided to go back.
So you decided to go back and spend more time with your... So basically, based on your experience, you knew that this was a tricky time. So you decide to make a clear decision. Do I want to keep working more?
Yeah.
Or do I want to work less and be happier?
Yeah.
And you apparently choose the second decision.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, that's not easy choice. Mm-hmm. The reason that can push you to keep your day-to-day job can be infinite.
Yeah.
But you decide to take the other one.
Yeah.
If you like the podcast, want us to interview more entrepreneurs and share with you the best failures and experiences ever, you can make a little difference. By visiting mistakers.co, you can support our work with a contribution started at less than $1 per month. Just visit any pages and click on the Support Us button. You can cancel the subscription at any time, and in the time being, we'll work on one of the thematics you ask us. So it's simple. Visit mistakers.co and spread the love.
So, me, you have a very particular experience, very particular life with ups, downs, moving out, coming back, and so on, until you decide to manage properly your work-life balance by opening your own business, which is somehow, we need to confess, the first time it happened first on the podcast, because usually when you open your own business, for most of the people we interviewed, the reverse happened.
Yeah.
And this is when problems start emerging, this is when problems start rising, and life disappear, let's say. Let's make a long story short.
Yeah.
But for you, it happened differently. And I'm very curious about, like, how is your life now? Because you mentioned that you work the time you want.
Yeah.
And do you decide how many hours you will work based on the incomes you need? I don't know, for instance, you mentioned that the last present gift you made was an iPad that cost more money than, let's say, flowers, for instance. And flowers, and we we did the interview of a Happy Bunch recently, who become one of the biggest flower supplier in Miami. So special dedicas for Happy Bunch. But let's say now you have your life, you try to manage it properly, and do you decide to increase the workload when you need more money, or you keep, you know, regular rhythm because you want to spend more time with your family?
Well, I used to work a lot, like I told you before, and I earn quite a lot of money for Thai people, and I used to have like a fantastic life, you know, buy brand name, I eat, you know, expensive food. So since I opened my own salon, and I want to have I want to spend more life with my family, so I have to decide that I want to keep my lifestyle like that, or I cut down. So I did cut down all my fancy lifestyle, you know, brand name and stuff, back to basic.
And how did you do that? Do you now manage your finance on a weekly basis?
Yeah.
How do you do that? Because, like, you know, the little spendings usually end up being a big spendings at the end of the month. So how do you manage this to make sure it does not happen?
Well, I manage my my pay, my money with I have to put aside for my family, my expense, the house, and I know that each month how much client I have, because I always make appointment and I know how much client I have and when which client coming.
So you're telling us that the way you forecast your activity allows you to actually know how much money most likely you will have by the end of the month and what you can do based on that.
Yeah, because I also working for another hair care brand as art director. So I know at the end of the month how much I get and how much I have to make during the month to cover all that.
And do you allow yourself to get some extra time, extra service or extra money when this happens?
I always doing something, you know. I'm not like just doing hair. I like to do something different, like I have my clothing line named MS81, which I designed myself. So I make a little bit money out of that, and I also selling like secondhand clothes.
So you have your own salon. You work for another brand as art director.
Yes.
Now you're telling us in addition that you're selling secondhand products.
Yes.
And how do you organize this? Like, so even though you're managing so many things, you always keep the time in the office as short as possible?
Yes. If you make appointment, you know how long you're gonna spend with that client. And in between, you know, you also can sell the clothes.
Yes, why not? It's it's definitely an interesting way of seeing things.
Yeah.
So how do you actually define now that? How do you know it's gonna be too much time you invest in your work life now? How do you know that? Because, you know, sometimes it could be very sneaky.
Yeah.
And you end up adding a little bit more stuff and a little bit more minutes in the office. And you end up spending the full night in the office. How do you make sure it's not happening anymore?
Well, every time when we on dinner table or when we go go out together, I put my phone down.
So you keep clear boundaries between the office. So when you're with the family, you dedicate 100%.
Yes.
And do you do the same otherwise? When you're in the office, you do 100% office stuff and...
When I was working back then, or I was like all the time with work, you know, because I am like a technician, right? All the time the hairdresser have questions. So even when you're having dinner, they will text you asking for your help, you know. So
That's the whole life that you definitely stop.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice, any tips you would like to share with the people listening to us today? People who may end up spending too much time in the office and would like to know how to actually balance life.
Yeah.
What would be the one advice you would give them?
Well, I want to advise them that life is not only work, you know. If you work, you must enjoy your work too.
So it's not only about work, enjoy life.
Yeah, I mean, you have to enjoy your work. Like, you have to be happy with your work. It's not like, well, wake up in the morning like, well, I have to go work again.
So you think it's like, if people are actually not happy with the job, that you just start looking outside?
Yeah.
It's very good, and I love when people actually mention this.
Yeah.
So the main advice you would give to people who spend too much time in the office is like to question themselves, mm-hmm. is it really what you want?
Yeah.
If it's not, just go and do something else.
Yes.
With the risk of the family behind, mm-hmm. And to be ready to make some sacrifices the way you've been doing, of like spending less on food. And so for what we can understand, it's like if you're actually balance better your work life,
mm-hmm.
You need to make sacrifices and you need to be sure of what actually matters to you.
Yeah.
And don't overspend time in doing things that will bring you more money to spend in things that will not make you happy.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right.
That's one way of seeing things.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I mean, people, don't forget, you can react online at with the hashtag mystickers.co or mystickers. And you can drop us any question at contact@mystickers.co and we'll be happy to forward them to May. And maybe, who knows, she may have the time in between two haircuts to answer questions. May, as a female entrepreneur, is there anyone you admire or you follow, any blog, book, video, podcast you read and follow online?
Oh, I always studying from successful people. I always follow. I forgot her name. Irish FL.
Irish.
FL.
FL.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure to add the name and the books in the reference on the notes of the blog.
Yeah, and then the blog. I'm not really reading a blog. You know, I always watch a documentary.
So mainly documentaries on
yes.
on YouTube, Netflix.
Yeah, YouTube.
YouTube. And do you have any channel that you can maybe recommend us?
Well, you mean which channel to?
Yeah, channels to watch because of this.
Oh.
For entrepreneurs, mindset people trying to get more inspiration, successful people. I mean.
I forgot.
We'll add all this one in the note of the podcast.
Yeah.
So it will be surprise people if you get the full information and the detail of this ones. You will just have to join us on the website, mystickers.co/blog, and we'll share with you all the channels recommended by May.
Okay.
May, before we hang out, is there anything you would like to say to people listening to us today? You mentioned something very interesting. It's like life is not only work. Enjoy what you do and enjoy your life. Is there any last thing you would like to say to the people listening to us today?
Well, if you have a chance, take it.
Take
your
opportunity.
If you think it's good, take it. Don't regret.
So, pushing further into this direction, now you have a kid, you have a family, you have your salon, you are director of another brand, you're managing like your clothes and selling of clothes second hand. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, I will be traveling more in Europe, maybe.
Traveling more in Europe, so yeah, you're making more money to travel more.
You're
spending the same amount of time.
Yeah.
We wish you all the best on that. We'll be happy following your stories and keep sharing it with the mistakers and mistakers listening to us. May, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you so much.
And we'll stay tuned. All the information mentioned will be available on the notes on the blog post. And people, if you one day going to Chiang Mai, you may have the chance of meeting May in one of the beauty salon or any new activity that may arise in between.
Yeah.
May, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
And have a lovely evening.
You too. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this new episode of Mystickers.co. If you did, please share the podcast with your friends and fellow entrepreneurs. And if you wanna help us to do better for you, don't forget to visit us on Mystickers.co. We see you in a week for new interviews, and do not forget, there is nothing like failure.